With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting an Oval Office meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky turned into a tense shouting match. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a remarkable exchange between world leaders, captured in real time by the news media, the two presidents began to argue as Ukraine's leaders sought security guarantees to end the war with Russia.
You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now.
At one point, Vice President Vance told Zelensky he was being disrespectful. And President Trump accused his counterpart of gambling with World War III. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After the meeting, President Trump wrote on social media that he determined that President Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved, and that he should come back when he's ready for peace. Taiwan has condemned China's military exercises after China has shown an increasing tendency to try to exert global dominance in everything from social media to military strength. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina says it's important that Congress help President Trump stave off the threat posed by China's global ambitions.
We should all be concerned about the existential threat that is China economically and from a military perspective. There's no doubt that a country that lies, cheats, and steals our intellectual property is stealing a part of the future.
Senator Scott was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Today, in the latest provocation, China's military held exercises near the island nation of Taiwan. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 601 points. This is SRN News. Democrats censure a Republican in Maine.
Laurel Libby is a state representative, and she recently wrote a Facebook post pointing out that a boy who is living as a girl won first place in a female pole vaulting event at the state high school Class B championships. For pointing this out, Democrats in the Maine House of Representatives have censured Libby, accusing her of failing to protect a vulnerable child. Libby says the girls who have to compete against a boy are the ones who are actually vulnerable. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslims worldwide will soon be united in a ritual of daily fasting from dawn to sunset as the Islamic month of Ramadan begins this weekend. For Muslims, it's a time of increased worship, religious reflection, charity, and good deeds. It's also a time when Muslim terrorism peaks as radicals mark Ramadan with increased attacks on Christians and Jews. Security will be beefed up in Israel. This is SRN News. Chick-fil-A is cooking up something new.
The restaurant chain is launching its own streaming platform. Deadline reports the fast food company is working with several production companies to create family-friendly shows, including reality series. Chick-fil-A's chairman, Dan Cathy, is a majority owner of Trilith Studios, the largest production facility in the state of Georgia. And it looks to be a new trend. This past June, Starbucks launched Starbucks Studios. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Egg producers blame the ongoing bird flu outbreak for driving prices up to record highs, but some believe giant companies are taking advantage of their market dominance to profit handsomely at the expense of egg buyers. Egg prices spiked to a record average of $4.95 per dozen this month. Critics say egg supplies remain too robust to justify the higher prices. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.